A European summit in Lisbon, Portugal, has produced a new treaty to help streamline the European Union. Charles Collins has this report.
The deal struck in the early hours of Friday morning will hopefully end a 2-year crisis of confidence in Europe's future. Fears that Italy or Poland may have vetoed the treaty ended up being unfounded, as both countries had their objections met. Italy retained its parity with France and Britain in the European Parliament, and Poland got its wish that a group of countries just short of a blocking minority will be able to delay a decision for what's called a reasonable time, which in practice means several months. The new treaty gives the EU a long-term president, a more powerful foreign policy chief, and more say for the European and national parliaments. The leaders gathered in Lisbon says this will make the EU more democratic. Despite this, no country wants to put the new agreement before the voters. Only Ireland is required to hold the referendum, and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has backed off previous promises to put the issue before the voters, saying it's not required anymore, since this new treaty only amends previous European agreements as opposed to replacing them. The treaty will be signed in Lisbon on December 13th, and if it's ratified by the 27 member states, it will go into effect in 2009. I'm Charles Collins.